Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now I say this, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows generously will also reap generously. Each one must do just as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, He scattered abroad, He gave to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God.
Dr. Stanley says, "As a child, I lived with my mother in a single-room home. She made just enough money for food, clothing, and rent. Most Saturdays, another boy came to the door and asked, 'Do y'all have anything to eat?' I'd look in the icebox and see perhaps a piece of fruit, a few eggs, a little bacon, and not much else. But my mother always found some food for that boy." Generosity is an attitude of sharing gladly whatever we might have, regardless of wealth. In today's scripture passage, we see that liberality is an attribute of God, and our Heavenly Father wants His children to develop a generous spirit as well. A charitable approach to our money and material goods begins by giving ourselves to God. When those of us who are believers accept that He owns everything, we can hold our small share with an open hand instead of calculating what little amount we might squeeze out for charity. Christians who give sacrificially trust the Lord to supply enough to cover both their gifts and their own needs. Only through giving do we learn that God cannot be outgiven. So begin today to cultivate a generous spirit by trusting Him to provide the resources.